Today on Core Values, Chris talks about Penn State's punishment.
I'm not a fan of the Nittany Lions. I graduated from a competing Big Ten school, and I don't pretend to know how it's possible to right the wrongs that occurred at Penn State. But I do know this. The fabled coach who allegedly turned a blind eye to the horrendous acts committed by his assistant is dead, and his reputation forever tarnished. And the pervert who so badly wounded the lives of those entrusted to him is in jail, probably for the rest of his life. And so, the penalties that the NCAA handed down today to Penn State are not punishing those who caused the problems. They're punishing the innocent. Students who currently are or will attend Penn State. Football players who committed to play there. Students for whom scholarships will no longer be available. And the taxpayers of Pennsylvania who in the end will have to fill a $60 million gap. Again, I don't know what the appropriate response of the NCAA should have been. Maybe what they did is right. But feeling like this is a very sad day, even for this Wisconsin Badger, is a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. Look for Chris's column on the Nats on page 10 of the Washington Examiner.